buy, visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Buying tires and getting auto repairs ranks right alongside going to the dentist and paying taxes as most people's least favorite activity. That's why it pays to know a reliable, straightforward tire store such as Schlott Tire at 530 Main Street in Tuxpan. Drivers from all across the Merrimack Valley have made Schlott Tire their go-to source for new tires, tire repair, and general auto repair since 1989. Winter is coming. Do you have the right tires for a season of slush and snow? All roads lead to Schlott Tire, and there are never any hidden fees. Online at SchlottTire.com.
Patrick Henry is remembered for his inspiring words, "Give me liberty or give me death." Throughout our history, many brave Americans from all walks of life have dedicated themselves to preserving our freedom, wearing the uniform of their nation's armed services. On November 11th, we salute all veterans across America and right here at home.
This Veterans Day salute brought to you by the United Teachers of Lubbock. The teachers and staff invite you to join them in expressing their heartfelt thanks to our neighbors and fellow citizens, including those who have attended Lowell schools who have served in our nation's armed forces. Jack's Cafe, time to check in now with our good friend, the trendy mommy, Emery Selden. Hey, Emery.
How are you?
I am well. It is election day here in the city, and we want to remind everybody, please, we don't care who you vote for, but get out and vote. You got until 8 o'clock here in the city tonight, and we're going to have election coverage starting at 7:30 right here on 980 WCAP. So I want everybody, you know, people sometimes think, Emery, as you know, it's not that important. It's only city government. Well, only city government, huh? Well, those are the people that figure how much your taxes are going to be, what money is going to your schools. I would say that voting in the local election more directly affects you than any other election you can vote for, because it's the community in which you live. So, you know, from your school committee to your city councilors, get out and vote today. So there you go. That's my little editorial soapbox. So you made it.
People think that, oh, everyone else is going to vote, I'm not going to vote, my vote won't make a difference. And sometimes it gets very close.
Yeah, oh yeah, it really does, especially when you're selecting nine, like our city council here. You know, we have a city manager government in the city of Lowell. So from those, then they get together and see who will be the city manager. So there you go. It is an important day, so please get out and vote once again. And don't forget our election coverage, 7:30 tonight, right here on 980 WCAP. So you made it through Halloween okay?
Oh, my goodness. It was, this year I noticed there wasn't a lot of kids around out and about, even though it was a really nice night.
Well, you know, it's funny because Chris had his kids out on Halloween night, and you noticed that as well, that there weren't a ton of kids out trick-or-treating this year, didn't you say?
And you know, we're talking about when the kids are really, really little, that a lot of parents aren't going out late in the evening, that maybe they may do a party at home, but they're really teens. Younger than five.
Well, I'm wondering if that has anything to do with, and this is probably not the right terminology, but the ebb and flow of a neighborhood as the kids get older, you know, not going out as much as, like you said, when they were young, if it was a neighborhood made of young people and there hasn't been that many people moving in and out of the neighborhood, I don't know.
And, you know, I walked around with my older daughter and I noticed a lot of the kids who are at that critical age where they don't really want to be walking with their parents. Still not old enough to run around the neighborhood in the dark by themselves. So I did walk with my older daughter, and I did notice a lot of kids that were at around her age who were by themselves.
Ooh, you mean totally by themselves? I don't know if I look now.
My 10-year-old, we're willing to let him kind of roam around the neighborhood by himself. But our neighborhood's pretty small. We don't really have to worry too much. But I know our 7-year-old, we wouldn't let her do
that. Yeah, kind of.
Right, I mean, my daughter's 12, and I walked behind her several feet. But at least I was in the general area.
Right.
And, yeah, I did notice a lot of 10-year-olds who were running around.
What were some of the major candies of choice that the kids pocketed and brought home?
You know, I have to say, we used to have the Switch Witch. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Is that the dentist thing, or is that...
Oh, it's... The Switch Witch is...
Yes.
You put your Halloween candy out by the door, and the witch will come and switch it for a nice gift.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it's like the old let's make a deal, you know. You could either have all this candy or...
It's definitely made a deal because, I mean, they like to... Some kids like to go through their candy and, you know, put all the Reese's peanut butter cups together, put all the Twix together. Lots of Reese's peanut butter cups, Twix, Snickers, and Milky Ways.
Yep.
And then I saw another family on Facebook who was grafting the the amounts that they had.
Oh, like charting it?
Charting it, grafting it. Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So, you know, great lesson for math.
Hey, it's
teaching lesson.
It's candy,
yes,
it's a math lesson.
Hard to get rid of all the candy, and they had a ton of candy. And this year I noticed a lot of local dentists were not buying back the candy. A lot of dentists will buy back the candy or hand it over to troops, and I was having a hard time finding local dentists to do that.
Yeah, I know that our friends at the club in downtown, which is the workup club that I happen to go to, they were doing that. That if you brought in your candy, you know, they were going to donate it to organizations, you know, that deal with our veterans and sending it overseas. Because, you know what, your kids get enough candy, you know, send it over to the guys on the front lines.
Who really needs? I mean, they had like 700 Snickers bars.
Well, you know, we can breathe a sigh of relief, right, Anne Marie?
So that holiday.
You know what?
It seems like, I don't know if you've noticed that it seems like people are just skipping over Thanksgiving and then going right on to Christmas.
Well, you know, that is amazing because I started seeing some of the. We're inundated already. I think it's Best Buy ads that I see on my. You know, when I try to watch my shows on demand, you know, it's always the Best Buy ads. It seemed like Halloween night all of a sudden. It was like, all right, Halloween's over, Christmas.
Christmas ads are playing, you're right, not only on television, but you'll go to the mall and some of the holiday music is playing already.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a little too much for me.
And I haven't made the trek to the mall yet to see if Santa is actually there yet.
Oh, I bet you we'll know if people... You know, it's still a little warm out there. The old igloo might melt.
It really is. But, you know, we visit Santa every year at the mall. And I do have to say that visiting Santa before Thanksgiving, there's no lines. You get your photos done. It's fantastic.
Well, there you go.
So we usually visit Santa on November 27th.
Well, if you want to
have... Really thinking about going, and then if you wait till the day after Thanksgiving or any weeks leading up to Christmas, the lines are pretty long.
I just read something a little bit earlier today. I don't know if you guys saw this, you know, talk about it with the jump on Christmas. Kmart plans to begin its Black Friday sale at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving Thursday. Oh, man, I don't know. You know, the only thing, Anne-Marie, more depressing than spending Thanksgiving at any of your relatives is spending it at a Kmart, I think.
Well, I mean, there are some retail stores that are open Thanksgiving, but also I find that shopping before, like even going the day before Thanksgiving, there's still some maybe the deals aren't quite as good, but at least you can get some shopping out of the way.
All right, here's the question, and I know you keep, your finger on the pulse because you are the trendy mommy, and you're all over all those electronic, you know, things. How much of your shopping this year do you think you're going to do online?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I do a lot on Cyber Monday, and...
What is the day? That's the Monday after Thanksgiving, right?
The Monday after Thanksgiving.
By the way, if anybody...
It is December 2nd.
If anybody has not looked at the calendar... I think Thanksgiving is probably as late as it can possibly be this year.
Right, people are saying that they want to get a head start in their shopping because it just seems like we're going to turn around and then it's going to be here before you know it. I did receive some interesting statistics today.
Oh, okay.
From Discover Card.
Okay.
And it is their annual holiday shopping survey. And one point was technology is driving consumers to evolve their shopping strategies. So half of Americans, 51%, say they will use a smartphone or a tablet app to compare prices while in the stores. Shopping in-store and online is up significantly, with 84% of Americans planning to do both this year, which is up from 60% in 2012. And nearly a third, 31% of Americans, say they will use a mobile apps for holiday shopping purchases.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
People are going to the technology.
Technology, yeah.
I still have my pen and paper and write my list.
Yeah, how do you find out who's naughty or who's nice on your phone? Is there any, you know what?
No, I mean, the change in technology and how people are embracing technology. They did say that holiday shopping, on average, people spend about $1,000.
Wow.
Which is a 20% increase from 2012.
Oh, man, there's all, you know, we just had, I did a story earlier today that Thanksgiving is going to cost us $3 more than it did last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least gas is coming down. But yeah, that's because we're not driving, because we're, you know, shopping online.
I mean, I'm hoping that this will help with the economy. This survey also said that twice as many Americans plan to spend, to increase their spending during the 2013 holiday season. And somewhere along the lines, they plan to spend $500 to $5,000. That's a pretty high number compared to 40% who plan to spend that much in 2012.
Hey, Chris, that's coming over. I know that we love Anne-Marie, but, you know. We were
I thought that was holiday music.
Yeah, no. That was Chris in the other room actually serenading you on his ukulele.
I'm like, yes, the holiday music has begun already.
You know what? There's a jump every year with radio stations across the country, and I know that a lot of them jump the day after. I just can't believe it. Hey, but you know, I want to get back to, you know, you keeping your list, and I know that I'm not always cutting edge, but, and maybe this already exists, but if it doesn't, we've got to come up with a naughty or nice app.
I'm sure that I can search.
Oh, I know you will. Will you let me know?
Because the Christmas countdown is on my phone right now.
Yeah, but is it really? Like you need?
And it'll count down the days, the hours, the minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, before I let you go, what have you been checking out? Anything come across your desk? Anything that you've seen you liked as far as the wonderful world of trendy mommies?
You know, I'm in this kind of lull where I'm gathering holiday gifts right now.
Okay.
Nothing as of yet, but, you know, when the holiday gifts do come in, I will mention some great finds. I'm trying to get the small gifts and the stocking stuffers out of the way.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, good idea. I think, you know, because you're getting everybody, you know, technology gifts, techno gifts, right? That's like one gift, and you're done.
Right.
In a lot of cases.
And because, I think with certain families have, you know, we have rules that Santa will bring, you know, a few gifts, and then we do exchange gifts within the family.
Oh,
as well.
Good stuff. All right, Anne-Marie, always a pleasure. People want to find out more what you're up to, trendymommy.com?
Trendymommies.com.
That's what, I forget the S. And if they want to get you on Facebook, what's the best way to do that?
Trendy Mommy.
And Twitter?
Twitter is at Trendy Mommy.
There you go. See, I got to get all these things, you know, all these ducks in a row. This is my Christmas gift to myself, to be more in tune with technology, I think.
It is fun. It's fun to engage that way.
All right, Anne-Marie, thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Trendy Mommy, Anne-Marie Selden. All right, Chris, do we need a quick break? And then I promised our good friend Mary, because she's such a huge Art Garfunkel fan, and she needs it bad. It's Garfunkel's birthday, 72 or 74 years old. He's right in his 70s. And we're going to go out with a little him when we come back on the other side of this break.